vessel, it's late to hide.
Singer-songwriter Brianne Moore, a second-year student at USC, says the first record she ever owned was by Whitney Houston, and the music always played in her home.
I just grew up listening to her. My parents always had her playing all the time, and she was a major, major influence.
Hello, old friend, how have you been?
Laura Johnston is a vocal student. She says she is still overwhelmed by Whitney Houston's voice.
She had such an incredible instrument. Like, she had this stunning power that would just shock you, but she also had this real sweetness and gentle delicacy to her voice, that her control was incredible.
Oh, yes.
Liliana De Los Reyes is also studying voice. She was inspired by Houston's mastery on stage.
Everybody look to their left, everybody look to their right.
The tone in her voice, she could take it to a whisper, and thousands of people were just silent, like, be totally silent. So she can totally command a stage, and I admire her for that.
But with fame came pressure, and Whitney Houston struggled with drug abuse. The cause of her death is still uncertain, pending the results of toxicology tests. But those who knew her in her prime recall a consummate artist who was down to earth and a joy to work with. Peter Barron worked at Arista Records for the legendary music producer Clive Davis. He oversaw production of Houston's early music videos.
She was thrown into this world and thrown into the space of music videos and the space of being famous. And she was just handled like a total pro, and sweet and nice, and I had never worked with an artist like that before.
The pressures on big stars can be unrelenting, says USC's Associate Dean for Popular Music, Chris Sampson.
The pressures of maintaining success, of really thinking about how you're going to continue to keep your audience, is extraordinary. And I do know that people feel that pressure, and a lot of times insecurities creep in, and that's part of something that has to be managed.
But Whitney Houston's admirers say she created a legacy as a towering talent.
I call her the greatest voice of all, really, it really truly was.
And for Brianne Moore, and many in a new generation of students, Whitney Houston remains an inspiration who set the standard for entertainers. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
So I'm saving all my love for you.
All right.